flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Let's talk to Ron Jaworski. Obviously, we love talking to Joe, especially when the Eagles are about to, to play in Super Bowl 59. We know how passionate Jaws is about the Eagles, and he joins us right now. Jaws, good morning to you. And Jaws, congratulations to you, man. As an Eagle alum, I know this is very special for you.
Oh, there is no doubt. First of all, good morning, or maybe I should say very good morning as we talk Super Bowl. And certainly as a former NFL player, a former Eagle player for 10 years, is a great, great feeling and a great, great vibe about this team and the excitement of going back to New Orleans, because where we lost in Super Bowl 15. So maybe a little retribution and a good feeling out of this one.
Yeah, I thought about that earlier. So Josh, let's talk about this team, then we'll broaden it out. We were talking earlier in the program sort of about, did you see it coming? And I said, well, yeah, in like November, sure. I mean, I thought there was going to be an Eagles-Lions showdown that to me felt 50-50. But obviously by November, there was a point where we realized Eagles had true greatness. In March, in April, in May, after what had happened last December and January, an all-time collapse, 1964 Phillies-esque, I did not see this coming. The resolve they have, the unity they have, and the talent they have on defense were three things I did not see coming. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I probably feel exactly the same way. I think after the 2-2 start, there was major concern. The team did not look like it was coming together. But they were not playing good football on either side of the football. I think there was an epiphany after that bye week, for whatever reason, whatever Nick did and the coaching staff and Vic and Kellen, whatever they did, they kind of changed the direction they were going. You know, they turned into a running football team. I believe they realized what a gem that Howie had acquired in Saquon Barkley. They realized the strength of their team was their offensive line in the running game. The wide receivers were certainly tremendous. But you think of back to this point, this is a time where Jalen had thrown an interception, I believe it was 8 straight games going back to last season. So I think there was some concern. And the defense was coming together. Vic Fangio is just, he's the assistant coach of the year, in my opinion. He's done a phenomenal job. And he grew this defense. I mean, he developed it. He taught it how to play, but he grew the defense. And, you know, Howie obviously helped out with Quinion and Cooper and guys like that coming in. And Zach Bond, who to me has like been the story of the season for me. The guys played phenomenally against Washington again on Sunday. So I did not see this coming, but it certainly is. I'm going to relish and see the way it's going.
Josh, how good a job did Kellen Moore do as a play caller, a play designer, and how concerned are you that he might not be here for next season?
Well, it seems right now that he looks like he's going to stay, but who knows what decisions some of these owners will make around the league. But certainly he is. Here's kind of how I felt about Kellen. I watched him in Dallas, how he ran his offense. I watched him with the Chargers, how he ran his offense. And it's a different offense here. And He was kind of a gimmick and gadget guy in those other two spots where he was a coordinator. But I think he's calmed down. Maybe it came from Nick. Maybe it came from Howie. Whoever made the decision that they're going to kind of change how they do things. It's not a very complicated offensive scheme to me. It's an execution style of offense. There's a lot of great talent, so use that talent to their best of their ability. And I think that's what Kellen has done. He knows what he has, and he knows how to use it. It's not very complicated. It's simple, and it works.
So who has the advantage, Steve Spagnuolo or Kellen? Maybe we're getting a little too far ahead.
No, I love this. Oh, he gave. So let's get real about this. We all know that Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best defensive coordinators in the National Football League.
Yeah. He's one of ours, too.
Probably the best ever, right? I mean, best defensive coordinator ever, probably?
Well, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's a little
ever,
big.
But pretty damn good.
You know? Four-time Super Bowl winner.
Well, so is Bud Carson.
You can throw a lot of guys out
there. Jim Johnson was an incredible defensive coordinator who didn't have that opportunity.
He had to have on that last play against Buffalo Bills. And, John, you understand it. Come with a corner cat, a corner blitz in that situation. Pretty much, fourth and five the whole season on the line.
Yeah.
It's a time when defense corners get a little bit leery. Well, let's play it safe. He brought the house. Brought that corner cat. Got the pressure on Josh Allen. He had to throw the football in. That takes courage, and he has the kind of courage. Spags loves to blitz at the most inopportune times for an offense, and he's very successful. When he blitzes, he doesn't guess. He's got an idea of what he's doing.
He makes it so hard. I love the way that he devises these things. It makes an offense think. It puts the pressure on the offensive side of the ball. And I don't think that, it's the general consensus. It feels like the rest of the league is going in a different direction than that. They want to stay off and soft, and let's prevent these big plays. Spags is doing it differently.
Yeah, he is. Charles, let's talk about Jalen. So he was so phenomenal 2 days ago. I mean, just unbelievable.
Best game he's played maybe since the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I agree. Here's my question, Jaws. Here's my question. Why? What did you see on the film? What do you make of the why that he was able to dial up such a great performance in that spot?
I don't want to diminish his performance, but the Commander's secondary stinks. They couldn't cover John Ritchie out of the backfield. it was not a very good secondary. They just got pounded. Our wide receivers are outstanding. I'm not saying we could play this kind of ball every week and he's going to throw for 300 yards, but with this receiving corps, the way the offensive line played, a healthy Dallas Goedert, I think that was a linchpin to me, the way Dallas Goedert played, and they had to respect Dallas Goedert in the middle of the football field. Mm. That opened up things on the outside. But I just think this team could almost pick and choose what they want to do. Do you want to die fast? That'll be through the passing game. Or do you want to die slow and play rush three and rush four and play coverage? So this team can do it either way. They can knock you out of the box by throwing it or running it.
Juz, how does Jalen Carter compare to Chris Jones? Chris Jones, their all-world defensive tackle who was all-pro, and then Jalen Carter, who was all-pro second team, probably just because he's so young. How do these two compare? How can they – I mean, they both dominate games, it feels like, at will. Who's got the edge there?
They're both special football players. I think when you look at Carter, he's a little more powerful, where Jones uses a little more quickness, but they can both take over a game rushing the quarterback and stopping the run. I thought the defensive line probably had, against Washington, had one of their best games all season long as well. They contained the run. They pushed the pocket. Even Jordan Davis up the middle was pushing people up the middle. So that's always good when you get a pass rush out of him.
Yeah, I'll say.
But I think Jalen Carter and Chris Jones are going to be two interior linemen to watch. I don't know if you say watch the interior line, but those guys could determine the outcome of the game.
Ron Jaworski with us here as he is every Tuesday at this time. Jaws, let's talk about Super Bowl preparation. So obviously, you guys had what you had in 80, and I know there's been a lot of talk that it was tight. And Vermeil has,
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said that many times. You also know a lot of coaches and a lot of formulas that have won and a lot of formulas that have lost. Do you have a sense of what the best way? I mean, the Eagles have 12 days left. Do you have a sense of what the best way is to go about preparation that maximizes the chance for a team to win?
I wish I could say yes and I have a secret sauce or secret recipe. I've covered a lot of Super Bowls for ESPN and know a lot of coaches and players and guys that have played in the game. And there is no one way. You've got to be true to yourself. And when you mentioned Dick Vermeil, we all took some heat after a Super Bowl loss, but after we beat, after we won a championship game against Dallas, we had a day off and we went to 2-a-days. But that's why
incredible.
We got to the Super Bowl,
that's unbelievable.
We're a hardworking, overachieving team, and people use that critically after we lost the game. So Dick Vermeil felt that's what we needed to do at that time to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, that didn't happen. So you have to be true to yourself. And Nick, if Nick comes in that locker room, when he gets to New Orleans and changes his attitude, the team will read right through that. Mm-hmm. They will know he's a phony, doesn't know what he's doing, why are we changing things? He will be true to this football team. He'll be true to himself. And that's the way to approach it. Don't change, because it ain't broke. Don't fix it.
I like that. Trust the coach to know what his team requires in the moment. Yeah, that's interesting.
Juz, how... And I hate to shed some negative light here.
Don't do that, John.
Yeah.
I
am a little worried about protection, pass protection, because of the flux we've got at the center position. When you've got the guy who's making these calls and doing these things. I thought Landon Dickerson, thank you, Landon, for getting out there and doing that. But there were times where, you could tell he wasn't used to playing center. He wasn't quite able to reach that guy. He wasn't able to, swap that stunt off the way he should have. I don't know. I don't know what the protection will look like, but I do know Steve Spagnuolo is going to tear it down with his scheme. How concerned are you with the injury situation affecting the way we're able to pass protect?
Well, you always have to be concerned about injuries, and look what happened with the Commanders. Sam Cosey's down, and they have all kinds of problems.
Yeah,
their pass protection, and Jaden Daniels was running around like a crazy man because there was pressure up the middle, and there isn't a quarterback that I've ever seen that likes pressure up the middle. You can deal with pressure on the outside, left or right, but it's hard to do pressure up the middle, so there's a difference. And being honest with you guys, which I always am, I thought Juergens and Dickerson just had okay games. Now, hey, they're both banged up and everything else, and there's also a little bit of a fall off when you go to a backup and Steen came in and it wasn't the same, but it was still good, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the high level I'm used to watching this offensive line, particularly on the inside when a guy gets hurt.
Jaws, I'm a superstitious guy.
So am I.
Yeah, all right. So I vividly remember in late January of 2018, Eagles had reached the Super Bowl and landed. Team plane lands. And there on the NFL Network, as the players descend from that plane, is Ron Jaworski greeting every player one by one. Proud alum right there, ready to roll. Jaws, are you going to greet the team plane coming up in a week or so?
Well, first of all, Joe, it was like 16 below zero. And I had like these Eskimo hats with an eagle on them that the league and the Eagles had asked me to distribute them. When the American Airlines flight.
We need you, Jaws. We need you.
I have not been asked to give out hats, Joe, so I will leave it at that. I don't know why, but I have not been asked to give out those hats because probably we're going to be in New Orleans where it's going to be close to 70 degrees, so they won't need those. Mm-hmm.
Storm the barricade. Make it happen. That's my thing. All right, Jaws, one more thing.
I'm superstitious too, Joe.
No, totally. All right, one more thing. A lot of people may not know, but certainly many listening do. You have the party of parties Super Bowl week.
I know a lot of people think Oscar after parties are like the party of the year. I think it's the Jaws Ditka cigar party.
It is great.
And you're going to have like half of Philadelphia there. Give us a little early taste. Who are we looking at the Jaws Ditka Super Bowl party?
Well, we don't have the Hollywood glitz, but we have a lot of football players and stars. And, of course, our phone's been ringing off the hook because the beneficiary of the cigar party that Ditka and I host along with Brian Urlacher is Gridiron Greats, which raises money for former players that have fallen on hard times, and the Jaws Youth Playbook, which helps at-risk kids in our community. So we've been doing it now, I think it's 14 years, sell it out every year. It's absolutely a phenomenal time, and it's always special when Philly's in the Super Bowl. So we won in Minnesota. We lost it in Arizona. Let's see if we can win it in New Orleans.
Love it. Jaws, my sister may be in town there, and she may or may not need a ticket, and I may or may not.
Any friend of yours is a VIP, John, that we take care of you guys.
Jaws. I was going to say I'll have my people talk to your people, but I guess you and I just made it happen.
To me, Joe.
All right. Jaws, just enjoy this, man. I know this is a big deal for you.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy
it. I get a big smile on my face as we talk about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. Jaws, have a wonderful day, and we really look forward to it. Next week, we will really, really break down the game with you as we get ready for the Eagles and Chiefs. Thanks, Jaws.
I will have the X's and O's for you next week.
Love it.
Thanks, Jaws.
All right, Jaws, stay well. And that really is a great party.
I got to attend the one when the Super Bowl was in New York.
Yep, I remember that.
I got to meet Lindsay Lohan, of all people.
Yeah,
it was a very eclectic celebrity crowd. I'm like, sure. Who's Lindsay Lohan?
It's mostly football people, but you do get a couple Hollywood types.
And
by the way, the football people, I mean, it is many Hall of Famers. Like many, 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 many Hall of Famers. And then, you know, a couple movie stars and stuff. It's pretty damn cool.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.